He's so deep in thought that at first he doesn't see the roof of the blue Dodge Caravan as it comes over the short horizon ahead of him, and so does not realize this vehicle is not on the highway at all, but on the soft shoulder where he is walking. Nor does he hear the oncoming roar of the pickup truck behind him. 18. Brian hears the scrape of the cooler's lid even over the funky rip-rap beat of the music. And when he looks in the rearview mirror, he's both dismayed and outraged to see that Bullet, always the more forward of the two Rotties, has leaped from the storage area at the rear of the van into the passenger compartment. Bullet's rear legs are up on the dirty seat, his stubby tail is wagging happily, and his nose is buried in Brian's cooler. At this point, any reasonable driver would pull over to the side of the road, stop his vehicle, and take care of his wayward animal. Brian Smith, however, has never gotten high marks for reason when behind the wheel, and has the driving record to prove it. Instead of pulling over, he twists around to the right, steering with his left hand and shoving ineffectually at the top of the Rottweiler's flat head with his right. "Leave it alone!" he shouts at Bullet as his minivan drifts first toward the right-hand shoulder and then onto it. "Didn't you hear me, Bullet? Are you foolish? Leave it alone!" He actually succeeds in shoving the dog's head up for a moment, but there's no fur for his fingers to grasp, and Bullet, while no genius, is smart enough to know he has at least one more chance to grab the stuff in the white paper, the stuff radiating that entrancing red smell. He dips beneath Brian's hand and seizes the wrapped package of hamburger in his jaws. "Drop it!" Brian screams. "You drop it right now!" In order to gain the purchase necessary to twist further in the driver's bucket, he presses down firmly with both feet. One of them, unfortunately, is on the accelerator.